It's episode 224, and we've got plugins for auto-changing site logos, multi-site blog directories, enhanced comments, multi-site titling, pop-ups, and quick post updating. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. Coming to you direct from the sunny shores of British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have for you the usual great show today, but of course, right off the top, the usual stuff. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we'd appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes Store, leaving us a review.
Those reviews do help out immensely, and we greatly appreciate each one. We will read those on the show. So if you have a website that you're working on or your company website, make sure you leave that in the review, and we will not only read it on the show, but we will include a show link to your actual website in the show. Also, remember, you can go to wppluginsa2z.com and leave us a voice message if you're looking for a particular plugin, have a problem that you need John or I to take a look at, and it's something that we can do in the context of the show. Make sure that you click on the leave a voicemail button, and it will send us that audio. We'll play it on the show and help you out. Also, finally, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa2z.
That's right. And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself do it by helping people fix their broken websites. So if you broke it, I can fix it. White screen, hacked, cracked, any other issues that come down your path. Feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca. And I do actually answer my phone, so try picking up the phone. I like talking to people.
Excellent. And if you're looking for better ways to grow your site traffic, get more conversions, and increase user engagement, consider joining my program at onlinebizcoach.com. I've got the entire course system built out, and by signing up to the newsletter, you are early bird. You are getting first in line to join the new program as soon as it opens up. onlinebizcoach.com.
And you really need to go join Marcus's program. I've managed to steal a few ideas out of his head just talking off air with him. So, hey, he's got great information and tidbits there. So
there you go. Thank
check
you.
It out.
All right. Well, that should do it for all of the rundown stuff. I think it's time to dive right in.
Yeah, it is. We don't really have a whole lot this week. So let's dive right into the meat and potatoes. So off we go. And this week, I'm going to continue on with more plugins for WordPress MU. Eventually, I'll get through them all, but maybe not, because as I'm building this fantastic site out for the fitu.ca, I keep coming across more and more stuff, and I also discover along the way plugins that don't work in the MU environment. So I'll eventually be bringing those ones forward, too. It's like, this is a great plugin, but don't use it in an MU environment. So right up top, some of these plugins, actually, again, all three of these plugins here today come from WPMU Dev. So they're all premium plugins. Just go get yourself a membership there and you gain access to every one of them. So the first one is called Blogs Directory. Now, one of the things that happens as you build a multi-user website and you start to have users creating blogs and websites, you'll want to be able to share them on your main site to do marketing and promotions, kind of the way WordPress.com does. You go to WordPress.com, they've got a section there that showcases the latest updates or posts from their users. This plugin helps you do that. And what it does is it lists up the blogs and their bylines in a page listing that is alphabetized and is indexable and searchable. And it's very easy to use, very easy to set up. And the beautiful thing is it's all automatic. So if the user of their site changes their title or their tagline or any of that, that information is instantly reflected on the page. You don't have to think about it after you've set this up. So always up to date, always with the latest changes. It fits cleanly into almost every theme I've experimented with it on. It's easy to customize also with its own CSS tags. Check it out, Blogs Directory. I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Awesome. The first one I've got is reminiscent of what you see in Google sometimes. It's called Daily Logo, and it's a simple, flexible plugin which allows your users to have a different header and logo in their site every day. Actually, you in your site every day. So if you have a different logo every day or during particular events or different times, with this plugin, you can completely customize your site header and logo. When you install and activate this plugin, an admin section is added, and the section is comprised of 2 different pages. In the first one, it's automatically listed with all your configured logos. And in the second, you see a small legend in which you can set up the default look, feel, and schedule for those logos. Pretty cool. It allows you to kind of do the Google Doodle type thing where you can change your logos on specific days, holidays, whatever it happens to be. And I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very cool. I like the idea. Not sure how I can use it, but I never know. There's times when I can use like something like that.
That's right.
All right. The next one I've got is called Comments Plus Plus. And what this is for is your usual commenting system default from WordPress, of course, is you use the default built-in commenting system for WordPress. But nowadays with social media, there's many people that don't mind using their Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus for logging in and leaving comments. Plus, it tracks that information in those areas also. Well, what this plugin does is it allows you to set up comment integration through Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, as well as allowing them to use the default WordPress, depends on their choice. It sets up a tab system, allows you to choose the default tab you want to work with. As the administrator of the network site, you're the one that integrates this into Twitter, Facebook, and Google, using creating apps in all those areas as appropriate. And on every site created on your network, the commenting system adds this at the bottom of the comment system for their posts and pages, depending on how they allow it, so that their users get to choose how they're going to leave comments. I rather like it. It seems to work quite smoothly. It took a little bit of tweaking to get a couple of things set up on it, but once that was done, worked like a hot damn and a charm. So check it out. Comments Plus Plus, rating 4 dragons on it.
Very nice. Well, one thing that I have been implementing is pop-ups on my site. And in reference to a lot of different things, I need multiple different pop-ups and a couple different ways to display them. And sometimes I need to include forms in these pop-ups as well. So I found this plugin called Pop-ups Plus. It displays multiple pop-ups. It helps to increase social followers, your mailing lists, or anything like that. It adds forms for MailChimp, Gravity Forms, Ninja Forms, Contact Form 7, Jetpack, all of that. What I found very unique about this is that you can show the pop-ups on specific pages, specific posts, specific templates, and it allows you enhanced filtering. So you can filter the user based on the different search engine they came from. You'll like this one. It filters based on users that have never commented on your site. Cool. You can filter users that arrived via another page on your site or via their role. You can also show pop-ups depending on their referrer and depending on if they are logged in or not logged in. It's one of the most comprehensive free pop-up plugins I've ever seen.
No kidding.
And I gave it a 5 out of 5.
No kidding. That's very comprehensive for a free pop-up plugin. Like, I use Layered Pop-ups, which does almost everything there, but missing just a couple of things on that. So that's kind of something I might look into.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, very nice one. You can't beat free.
Not at all.
All right. The final one I've got here today is called Set Blog Description. And this one here, simple plugin into itself. What it does is it's sort of like the set user password that I discussed about last week's show. This allows your users, when they're creating the website, to not only choose the title, which is the default setting, but they can also choose the tagline when they're signing up. Instead of waiting till they're signed up and they log into their administration area and then they have to go set their tagline and they have to remove that default tagline. Kind of like when you set up WordPress and it comes up blank, or this is your WordPress site or just another WordPress site. That's the usual tagline. So this one here is straightforward, simple, useful plugin. Set it up. It sets up the block for it. Nothing special, but great plugin. Check it out. Set Blog Description, and I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
Outstanding. Finally, I've got something that we've been missing as far as content for a little while. It's a lazy plugin.
Hey, we haven't had those in a while.
Not at all. This one is called Quick Save. Here's what it does. You press the Alt key while you're updating a post or a page instead of clicking the Update button. And it saves it.
Oh, sweet.
That's it. That's all it does. Click Alt, it will save it. Quick save. Rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Well, you know, simple, quick, easy, and actually works. Has to hit a 5.
That's right.
All right. Well, I covered up in this show the blogs directory, which I gave a 4 to, the comments plus plus, which I gave a 4 to, and the set blog description, which I gave a 3 to.
And I talked about Daily Logo, which I gave a 4, Pop-Ups Plus, a 5 out of 5, and Quick Save, a 5 out of 5.
All right, and a little commercial for you. So if you're looking for, if you're an active person, you're looking for a place to share your information, you run a fitness business or something in that like, you want to check out the fityou.ca, where you can go create yourself an easy fitness-oriented website that has a fitness-oriented community around it. Yoga, Pilates, running, gyms, fit aging, anything that is healthy and fitness, that's what this community is all about. Check it out at thefityou.ca.
And be sure to sign up to my mailing list at marcuscouch.com for new exclusive content that I do not blog, but I do add to the private newsletter. Come on by marcuscouch.com and sign up to my newsletter.
All right, and the usual reminders, don't forget, please stop in at the iTunes store and give us a review. It really helps the show. We'd greatly appreciate it. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner and leave us a review wherever that's available.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john at wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.